people have confused pietism with piety and dumped piety along with dumping pietism. It's resulted in a real confusion about this.
Pastor Will Wheaton, on his presentation at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, making the case for godliness.
Any thought about dealing with how we actually live our lives is regarded as being, that's law. That's what we've been freed from. We don't have to think about that. Well, no. The whole point is, what does it look like to live with Jesus Christ having been crucified and raised from the dead?
You can meet and hear Pastor Wheaton Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. Collinsville is 15 miles east of St. Louis. For more information, just look for the Making the Case logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or call 618-223-8385. Well, the Easter season is underway, and that means if your church is observing Easter as a season and not just as an isolated day standing there for some reason in the middle of an otherwise bleak and empty church year, it means you're going to be singing Easter hymns for the weeks to come. A lot of them will be very familiar. Easter hymns are among the most abundant and most well-loved of the Christian hymnody that the church has with it today. There are songs that Christians can sing purely from memory in that Easter repertoire. Some of them are less familiar. The question I have for you coming back live this Wednesday afternoon, the 4th of April, is what is your favorite Easter hymn and why? I'm not asking you to make a lifetime commitment to the hymn. My favorite changes every Easter, but I would like to know this Easter, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Greetings, welcome to Issues Etc. Back live on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. That'll occupy the first hour of the program, that question and your answer to it. What is your favorite Easter hymn and why? You can answer it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. The why is very important. Why is it your favorite hymn this Easter season? 1-877-623-6943. You can also email us your answer and be sure to include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. Talk back at issuesetc.org or via Twitter at issuesetc, or we've left space at our Facebook fan page for you to answer that question, facebook.com/issuesetc. In hour two of Issues Etc., Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will join us. We'll continue our series introducing the books of the Bible. We'll be in 1 Kings, a story that begins well with one of the most successful reigns in all of Israel's history, outdoing even David's in terms of kind of its human success, that of his son Solomon, who builds the temple. But things go downhill very rapidly after that, and we'll find out why with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller in hour two of Issues Etc. Now, listen, with the best votes this hour are going to get the CD of 12 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. This is available nowhere else but via a contest like this. We'll be giving away several of those. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, answering the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-MY-IE, sending us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, giving away a CD of 12 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir from all over the church here. Here's the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Just to think of a few that you might want to be voting for. Jesus Christ is risen today, or the day of resurrection. One of my favorites is going to be, I think we have it in here, but it's not in the latest Lutheran hymnal. And we'll be playing that a little bit later. Let's see. This is the first one from Daniel in Tallahassee, Florida. He says his favorite is, Jesus Christ is risen today. On Easter Sunday, the opening processional hymn of Christ's total victory over sin, death, and the devil is sheer soaring joy after a sober season of Lent and the Triduum. Many years ago, I was going through some troubles before Easter, and for Easter Sunday, I visited my parents' Lutheran church, which featured Bible bearer in entrance procession and holding aloft visible to everyone. That powerful symbol hit me. There he is, Christ, the Logos, the Word of God. He is the victor, and he's returned in triumph. All of my fears and worries vanished as we sang that hymn. Let's listen to Jesus Christ is Risen Today. The London Fox Choir with the Easter hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Daniel in Florida, if you send your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you a CD of 12 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Just a little tradition that we do with our listeners on our first live broadcast day back from our Easter break. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Gary listens in France. He says, my favorite Easter hymn is I Know That My Redeemer Lives, because it clearly proclaims the message of Christ's victory at a funeral just as well as it can on Easter Sunday. The hymn opens and closes with the proclamation, I know that my Redeemer lives. Within the parentheses of that statement, the hymn lays out exactly what it is that Jesus has done, is doing, and will do to bring comfort in the face of death. That's Gary listening in France. Michael in Lafayette, Indiana says, good morning to everyone at Issues, etc. for this opportunity to share our favorite Easter hymn with others. Mine is, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. The book of Job has many wonderful lessons for the Christian in the earthly struggles that we must endure. However, we are not alone because in our risen Savior, we have a friend and a guide to help us all along the way. My Redeemer does live, and because he lives, I will also live. That's I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
That's the Capella Choir of Concordia University, Chicago, with many of our listeners' favorite Easter hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Of course, it's based on those words of Job from Job chapter 19. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has thus been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself. My eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? And you can answer that question by giving us a call live on this Wednesday, April the 4th, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page where we've left space for your answer to the question, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's another vote for I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Sean in Chicago. He says, because the song gives me the clear assurance that Christ is the ever-present Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. When we come back, more of your answers to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why?
Scientism is not science. It's a dangerous and self-refuting philosophy that fixates on means but ignores wisdom.
Dr. Angus Manoj of the Evangelical Philosophical Society talking about his presentation at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And it leads to the abolition of man as man is reduced to a material object. It's used as a weapon by atheists and skeptics to attack religion as a source of knowledge. It begins with Bacon's dictum, knowledge is power, but it overlooks the way in which power corrupts.
You can meet and hear Dr. Angus Manoj making the case against scientism at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th, 15 miles east of St. Louis in Collinsville, Illinois. You'll find a list of speakers, topics, and registration information at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 8th and 9th in Collinsville, Illinois.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why on this Wednesday, April the 4th, coming to you live back from our Easter break. A little tradition we have with our listeners getting that answer. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? You can answer it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Sending us an email with your answer, talkback at issuesetc.org or a tweet at issuesetc or leave your answer to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. In Kansas City, Willow is on the line. Hi, Willow.
Hey.
Which one's your favorite?
Well, I love hymn 200. I know that my Redeemer lives. It gives me goosebumps every time I hear it when they add the brass and the descant. I just cry. It was at my mom's funeral. But that experience and others, you know, thinking about the resurrection has led me back into my old blue hymn book from 1941. And I sit sometimes and I just meditate on these hymns. And some of these old ones with a more medieval wording or something are really striking to me. That's what I grew up with. And so Jesus Christ, My Sure Defense, is six hymns after that. And its text comes from 1 Corinthians 15, right? So one of my favorite places in the Bible. It has some lines like these. I too unto life shall waken. I am flesh and must return unto dust whence I am taken. But by faith I now discern that from death I shall awaken, with my Savior to abide in His glory at His side. And then, you know, the part where in Corinthians it says, where death is your victory, where's your sting? That shows up in verse 9. Laugh to scorn the gloomy grave, and at death no longer tremble. He, the Lord who came to save, will at last His own assemble. They will go their Lord to meet, treading death beneath their feet. I love those images. So it's also triumphal in its way.
Willow, thank you very much. Yes, I'll point out something very good about that. And you don't have to find your Easter hymns always in the Easter section. Sometimes you find it, in this case, in the funeral section. Some of the very best Easter hymns are there as well. She votes for Jesus Christ, My Sure Defense.
I am flesh and must return to the dust whence I am taken. But by faith I now discern that from death I shall awaken. With my Savior to
just a couple of the verses of that great Easter hymn, Jesus Christ, My Sure Defense. Willow, send us your mailing address, if you would. talkback@issuesetc.org, and we will send you this CD featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Sarah listens in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Her vote is for Awake My Heart with Gladness. She says, in 2011, my dad was suffering from complications of Parkinson's disease. On the Friday before Palm Sunday, his doctors told him there was nothing more they could do for him. He died in hospice care, his faith firmly rooted in Christ, a month or so later. I was driving to see him when he died, and my mom called to tell me that he was gone. I was numb, so I turned on my car's CD player, loaded it with my trusty Heirs of the Reformation CD set, and turned up the volume, I mean loud, says Sarah, and hit play. This is what I heard. Awake my heart with gladness, see what today is done. Now, after gloom and sadness, comes forth the glorious sun. My Savior there was laid where our bed must be made. When to the realms of light, our spirit wings its flight. That's Sarah in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And chiming in for Awake My Heart with Gladness is Virginia in Arlington, Virginia. Awake My Heart with Gladness, she says, because we come out of gloom and sadness on Easter.
Thank you.
That's the Easter hymn, Awake My Heart with Gladness. Sarah in Wisconsin, send us your mailing address, talkback@issuezetc.org. We will send you a CD of 12 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. If you're enjoying this Easter music, be sure to listen to our 24/7 sacred music station on the LPR mobile app, Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Easter season. When we come back, more of your answers to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuezetc.org. Our Twitter address @issuezetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuezetc.
What does Easter have to do with mission work? Find out in the April issue of the Lutheran Witness magazine, as you learn to see Christian missions through the lens of Easter and see Easter anew through the eyes of LCMS missionaries around the world. Celebrate Jesus' death and resurrection together with all the saints throughout time and to the very ends of the earth. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Memoria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Do you find yourself fixing the theology on store-bought greeting cards when you give them to friends and family? Put away that Sharpie. EdGruesome.com has greeting cards, art, jewelry, certificates, church banners, housewares, and all sorts of fantastic gifts that proclaim Christ crucified for us. Whether you're a value shopper or a collector, you'll find something at adcrucem.com. That's ADCRUCEM.com.
Sacramental, historical, liturgical. You're listening to Issues Etc.
40 years greatly blessed is this year's theme at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment and provide an alternative to secular public high schools. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a special 40th anniversary tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the giving page. Or call me, Dr. Jay Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.
O Lord, open my lips.
Listen to chapel services live weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning Chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkham. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why, on this Wednesday, April the 4th. You can answer the question. We want to know what it is and why. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your answer, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to answer the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why?
facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. David is in Troy, Michigan, and he says his favorite is "The Strife Is O'er, the Battle Done." It's based on 1 Corinthians 15. Always a reminder that Christ's death and resurrection has defeated Satan. Love the line, "The powers of death have done their worst, but Christ their legions has dispersed." Let's listen to David's favorite, "The Strife Is O'er." That's the Truro Cathedral Choir with the Easter hymn, "The Strife Is O'er, the Battle Done." Getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why, live this Wednesday, April the 4th. Let's go to Indianapolis and talk with Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I am calling to hear "Christ Jesus Lay in Death's Strong Band." The reason I'm calling is because I have this hymn in all four different hymnals that I possess, and I even have one that's dated 1892 from my great-grandma, Meyer. And, of course, the music isn't in there, just the words, but it's hymn number 99 in that hymnal. But I noticed it has seven verses, and the seven verses are like the ones in the Lutheran service book. And all seven verses are in that hymnal. They are not all in the other two hymnals that I have. But verse 2 is interesting to me because it explains that what our God does for us. No son of man could conquer death. Such ruin sin had wrought us. No innocence was found on earth, and therefore death had brought us into bondage from of old, and ever grew more strong and bold, and held us as its captive. And when I think about the incarnation, that and Philippians 2, that God would become nothing, a itsy-bitsy little speck of human DNA, to become a man, to conquer death for us. It just, I can't wrap my mind around it. So that's the hymn I want to hear.
Cheryl, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. You're not alone. Carly in Port Orchard, Washington says, Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands. It paints a great picture of the battle between light and darkness, death and life. Just love the imagery in the line, death is swallowed up by death. Slovig in Burton, Washington says, number one, our confession is clearly stated. Number two, both Luther and Bach at the very top of their games. That's absolutely true. You do have Luther at the top of his game, probably the best hymn he ever wrote. Harvey in Elm Grove, Wisconsin is also liking Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands. As Luther does so well in all of his hymns, he sums up the Christian faith while still remaining the Easter hymn. He does not refrain from showing us the cross, for without the cross there would be no tomb. He ends by pointing us to the sacrament and reminding us that faith lives upon no other. Alleluia. A powerful hymn for the church's day of victory. Adam in Nebraska concurs. Many good hymns, but Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands paints a most eloquent picture of the whole of salvation, which is not surprising. Consider Luther wrote it. Let's listen to it.
He died on me.
Christ Jesus lay in death strong bands, a great Luther Easter hymn, the favorite of many of our listeners on this Wednesday, April the 4th, answering the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn? And why? You can answer that for the next 15 minutes on the other side of the break, then in hour two of Issues, Etc. We'll be back to our series introducing the books of the Bible with Pastor Brian Wolf Miller. We'll get into 1 Kings. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Recently graduated from high school or college and looking for a chance to serve a community in need while sharing the good news of Jesus Christ? Lutheran Young Adult Corps may be for you. Lutheran Young Adult Corps provides opportunities for long-term, full-time service for 10 weeks through the summer or 10 months over the school year in places like St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Boston. Find out more about Lutheran Young Adult Corps by finding us online at lcms.org/YACORPS or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lutheran YA Corps.
Faith Lutheran Church and School in Plano, Texas preaches Christ crucified. Join us each Lord's Day to hear law and gospel preaching and to receive the Lord's Supper. Our classical preschool through grade 12 Lutheran school is second to none. The school serves home educators, too, with online classes in the high school. We are located at 1701 East Park Boulevard in Plano, Texas. Reach us by phone at 972-423-7448 or on the web at www.flsplano.org.
Casting Christ's net on the internet. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you a high schooler who enjoys theology? Do you know a high schooler who would make a good pastor or deaconess? Every summer, Concordia Theological Seminary offers programs for vocational discernment and theological education for high school students. Check out Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy this summer, June 17th through the 30th. Registrations open now. Email us at christacademy@ctsfw.edu or register online. Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, June 17th through the 30th.
We would like to overlook the difficulty of daily repentance and death to our sins in the interest of progressing to a more advanced spirituality.
Rebecca Curtis from her new audiobook, Ladylike, Living Biblically.
Somehow, spiritual advancement always amounts to our getting to spend more time on the things we like and calling it stewardship or service.
You can purchase and download an audio version of Ladylike, Living Biblically at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. Ladylike, Living Biblically by Rebecca Curtis and Rose Adel. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn? And why? Felix, listening in Boston, Massachusetts, at the Lamb's High Feast we sing. He says, I love how this hymn gives you so much sacramental imagery. Baptism, Passover, blood flowing from Christ's pierced side, etc. The militant nature of the hymn is just an absolute feast in celebrating Christ's victory for us. This coupled with singing and hearing this hymn as you've received the body and blood of Christ while singing alleluias at the end of each stanza is a very powerful hymn. I also contend that the best hymns usually end with a doxology, says Felix in Boston. I agree. Let's hear At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing. that's at the Lamb's High Feast. We sing some by the Children's Choirs of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Felix, if you would send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, we'll send you a CD featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Linnea in Independence, Kentucky, my favorite is "Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds." The repeating line of "Christ has triumphed, he is risen," says it all. Then the second stanza begins with "Eternal life, the gift he brings." We often forget that this is done for all eternity. Let's listen to "Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds." That's the Christus Chorus of Concordia University, St. Paul, Minnesota, with the Easter hymn, "Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds." According to your votes on this Wednesday, April the 4th, our listeners' favorite Easter hymn for 2018 is the Luther hymn, "Christ Jesus Lay in Death Strong Bands." Let's hear it again.
Holy Scripture,
the Easter hymn, Christ Jesus Lay in Death Strong Bands. In Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, April the 4th, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller is back with us for our series on introducing the books of the Bible. We'll be in 1 Kings, which begins in a very promising way. David dies. His son Solomon takes the throne, is remarkably successful. Then things go downhill. Talk about it after the break. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. in 5 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.